Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, on the line with us, this guy, Al, he knows the Eagles inside and out. You know what, though? He's reluctant to get on board like I do. He's more of an objective source at NJ.com. The great Elliot Shore Parks, and he is here with us right now. Let's get him up on the board. Hi, Elliot.
Hey, thanks for having me on, man. Appreciate it.
All right, Elliot, let's start with Wheeler Dealer Howie Roseman. What'd you think of the Michael Bennett move?
I was surprised. I mean, at the combine, Howie talked about how, you know, they have somewhat limited resources and they want to add draft picks, not trade them away. But when you look at it, I mean, maybe we shouldn't have been surprised, because one thing Howie always does is he always wins the offseason. He always makes the splashy moves, and this certainly qualifies as that. I mean, Michael Bennett, you can make the argument he's a better pass rusher than any of the Eagles pass rushers were last year. I mean, he played a lot of snaps for the Seahawks, but he was very productive in them. So Howie believes in building along the defensive line. So overall, I guess we shouldn't be surprised that if there was one of the best pass rushers available, he's going to go out and try to get him.
Well, Elliot, you had a great tweet yesterday where you were talking about how many snaps these guys take.
Yeah.
And the Eagles use a rotation, so nobody took more than 663. How many did Bennett take in Seattle?
Bennett took, I believe it was 931.
Wow. 931.
Like that. Wow.
That's like an extra quarter of a season or half of a season. He should be even more effective with less snaps, right? Wouldn't you think that?
Yeah, and I mean, really, the poster for that is Chris Long. You look at last year, what he did for the Eagles. He played limited snaps, and he had really a bounce-back year, made a ton of huge plays. You could really see, I mean, think of the big plays he made against the Rams, the Rams late in the season. You know, he was still fresh, even though, like Michael Bennett, you know, he's not exactly a rookie. He's getting up there in years. So I think Bennett is going to benefit from that, having the ability to, you know, take that number from 900-something. It wouldn't surprise me if he played 500 snaps next year. So I think he's really going to benefit from coming here.
Why did he fall out of favor in Seattle?
Well, it depends what you read. I mean, if you remember when they traded for Jay Ajayi, everyone said it was because he was a locker room problem. And that's kind of what they're saying now about Michael Bennett, if you read it. The coaches, you know, just wanted him out of there. But I also think if you look at the other moves the Seahawks are making, I think they're just kind of rebuilding there. You know, it looks like they might get rid of Richard Sherman. They cut Jeremy Lane yesterday. So I do think that they're just ready to move on. But, you know, like Ajayi, there are those kind of same reports as to why you were able to get Bennett for a fifth-round pick.
All right, well, this leads to a situation because in the next 4 or 5 days, whether we like it or not, some members of the Championship Eagles team are going to have to leave, right? There's no way around this, Elliot. They got to get under the cap, and they got to have enough room to make some moves. Give me some names that you think we're sure to see go in the next few days.
So, by my calculations right now, the Eagles are $15 million over the salary cap.
Wow.
So,
wow.
They have some work to do. Now, the way they can get basically even with the cap is if you either cut or trade Vinny Curry, cut Brent Celek, cut Torrey Smith. That gets you right. That gets you around the $15 million you need. So, on the surface, all those moves seem to make a ton of sense. Curry, you know, you don't need him as much anymore. Smith didn't play great last year. Celek's the one I think will be a little interesting just because he is an all-time Eagle. I do think if he wants to come back, the Eagles will try to make that work. But those are the three names I think are most likely to be moved over these next 3 or 4 days.
All right. The one that we're all getting stuck on, Elliot, is Bradham. What do you hear, what do you feel about what will happen with Bradham?
So my guess is it's either going to be Bradham or Michael Kendricks. I don't think you'll see both come back. I think if the Eagles were able to get a good offer from Michael Kendricks, even though he played well last year, I think they would be open to moving him and then maybe try to use that money to re-sign Bradham. But to me, the Bradham thing is really going to come down to what he finds on the open market. And that's kind of tough to say because he's a 4-3 linebacker, so that cuts half the teams that play 3-4. And he's really only ever played well under Jim Schwartz. So I'm not really sure what type of market will be out there for him, but At this point, I would be surprised if he's back. I think, you know, they're going to go with Jordan Hicks. I know they're looking at a lot of linebackers in the draft, and they really only play two linebackers at a time. So I wouldn't completely cut out Bradham being back, but I would say it's a slim chance.
Does Schwartz have a lot of say in this kind of thing, Ellie? Because obviously Bradham plays great with Schwartz. Schwartz brought him here. Does he get to talk to Howie, or does he get to lobby through Peterson to keep a guy he knows is really good?
I would think he has some input. I mean, the Eagles really like to promote this image that they're a collaborative front office. I think at the end of the day, Howie and Joe Douglas have the most say. But, if you know, I'm sure if they're looking at free agents or if they're thinking about bringing Bradham back, they'll ask Schwartz, look, how much do you need this guy? And then they'll go from there. But I really just don't get the feeling they're prioritizing Bradham. So, I mean, he could be back, but it wouldn't surprise me.
Elliot, what's going to happen with Jason Peters?
I think he's just going to be back, and I think he's going to be back at the same salary. I mean, he's already, you know, like doing squats. It seems like he's really coming along great from his rehab. And the way Howie talks about him, you know, calling him a Hall of Famer. And I remember, to me, whenever I think about this, the one moment that sticks out to me is last year we had a chance to talk to the assistant coaches halfway through the year. And we're talking to Jeff Stoutland about Jason Peters. And I kid you not, he almost broke down in tears at the table talking about how much he means to him and how much he means to that team. So I think the Eagles are going to keep Jason Peters, and I honestly think they might not even renegotiate his salary. I think he'll just be back.
Well, I would like to take a stand on this. This is a sentiment over rationality. Elliot, honestly, the guy keeps breaking down. I realize he's a leader. I know he's an inspiration to his teammates. But, Elliot, he's making, what, $11 million? And that's insane. How can you give a guy that coming off this kind of injury at 36 years old? It's not a logical decision. It's a sentimental one.
Well, I think, two things off that. One, this wouldn't be as tough of a decision if last year they didn't extend his contract, which at the time was done to save a little bit of cap room, but now puts you in this tough situation because not only is he on the books for this year, he's on the books for next year too.
Oh.
So, but the other thing is, I mean, Peters aside, I think you have a tackle in Vitae that played well last year.
That's good.
I mean,
that's
he wasn't perfect, but
sending
him back to the bench seems to – I mean, maybe Vitae is your starter for the next 5-6 years if you give him – you know, if you start him next season and allow him to continue to develop. So, yeah, I agree. Look, I mean, if you took the name off of it, it seems like a no-brainer to get rid of Jason Peters. I'm just saying the feeling in that building is very strong for him, and fair or not, that is going to factor into the decision.
All right, and then we get to the big one. The MVP of the Super Bowl. Elliot, now we had Russ Tucker on earlier, and he's convinced the Eagles will trade Foles before the start of the year. What do you think, Elliot? Are they going to trade Foles?
Yeah, my guess is they end up moving Foles. And I think it's an extremely complicated decision, but at the end of the day, Howie's a guy that loves to make the most of his assets and really likes to capitalize on value. Nick Foles is going to be a free agent at the end of this year. And there's a chance he doesn't even play a snap for you this year. And maybe you only get a second-round pick, but they don't have a second or a third, and it's better than getting nothing next year. But one thing I always tell people when they ask me about this is don't underestimate how much they like Nate Sudfeld. So Nick Foles played well in the playoffs last year. You can't take that away from him. But I think if the Eagles they would feel just as confident starting Nate Sudfeld for the first two or three games of the season, if needed, as they would Foles. I mean, they're very high on him, and I think the coaching staff feels they can really win with any of the quarterbacks they have. So when you combine all of that, I think if they get a good offer for Foles, I think they take it.
Hey, I got one more for you, Elliot. I started the show with this. I don't have a lot of patience with my other three teams now in this city because the Eagles just showed me what boldness leads to, how you take chances and you win. Have the rules changed for other teams in the NFL and in our city because of what the Eagles just accomplished?
Yeah, I think there's more pressure. I mean, you even saw yesterday, or I guess 2 days ago at this point, the Eagles trade for Michael Bennett, and then not even an hour later, the Giants make a trade with the Rams for Ogletree. I think at this point, you're seeing teams go out there and be aggressive, and especially in the city. I mean, look, like the Eagles always dominate coverage, so it's not like any of the teams are going to take that over. But now they've won that Super Bowl, and they've done it by being aggressive and being exciting. So I do think there's going to be that pressure on the other teams to kind of, you know, emulate and copy what Howie's done.
Well, my last thing is this, Elliot, and I said this before. I'm not ashamed to admit it, that when I'm making personal decisions in my life, I now ask myself, what would Howie do? Do you find yourself doing that as well?
I'm not there quite yet. I know you've always been a big Howie guy. Maybe what would Joe Douglas do? How about that?
All right. That's good, too. You know, I'm giving Howie all the credit, but Douglas is right there with him, and I'm sure Douglas deserves a lot of it, too, Elliot. But it's something you would consider. And what's great about your job, you don't even have to do it hypothetically. You can call Howie and say, Howie, should I buy this car? What should I do? You know, that kind of thing.
Or Howie just called me and asked. You know, so it's back
and forth. It goes back. Elliot Shoreparks, NJ.com. Nobody's doing it better. Thank you, Elliot.
Yep, talk to you guys soon.
All right.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.